I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Back to Sports Radio. Cut that, Nelly, cut that. Nelly, cut that. I can't believe you did that. It's October 19th, 2020. Monday in the Louisville area. I think for some reason, Elliot just lost his mind. I don't know what that music was playing, but this is Eve's Sports Radio. Phone number 502-571-1080. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. I know a few of us are happier than others, but get over it. Monday's here. Overcast and rainy, gloomy, but still put a smile on your face. Put a smile on someone else's face. Buckle up because we're going to have a lot of fun today. I think George Williams' agent is talking to my agent. So George may be a little busy today. We're not sure where George is. You know, we have to find George sometimes, but George will be calling in when he gets ready. Now, there was a slip. Elliot did slip. He was playing a fight song of a school up the road. I don't have to tell you who that school is. Indiana. No, I'm sorry. Western Kentucky. Oh, excuse me. University of Kentucky's fight song. Because they've taken care of the demon. Coach Stoops. Time for an extension now, Tet fans. Coach Stoops is taking care of Florida. Now he's just taking care of Tennessee. We're going to talk about that, of course, extensively. We've got my cards. Everyone thought 17-point underdogs going into the Notre Dame game at Notre Dame. Lost a heartbreaker. We've got a lot of great college football scores we're going to get to, a lot of great college football. We've got college basketball practice started last week. And we're going to talk a little bit about my man, Mike Lennings, and the great time I had on Friday. But since we've got George, his agent, is finished talking to my agent, and they've negotiated a truce, I'm going to start it again. Elliot, start from the top for me again. This is for George Williams. Start from the top, Elliot. I hope that makes you feel good.
You big dummy.
Did you make a statement the other day about what you were going to say about the Wildcats at the Mike Lennon?
Yes, and I'm making the statement right now. I played your fight song, George. I played your fight song.
I'm glad Elliot, you did. I can accept that. I can accept that. It's never you got. You know, I know you
it was rough.
With a moral victory. I know you live with a moral victory. And we live in one of victories, so, you know what I mean? It's kind of
okay, now, George,
that's all I'm going to say.
Are you at home, George?
Yeah.
Are you at home, George, because you're breaking up? I heard you, but Elliot, is George breaking up to the listeners or only me?
Okay.
You're breaking up a little bit, George.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better. Much better, George.
Okay.
Hey, George.
No, I would just
have Elliot start with you. Nope, I got to let you hear it, George. I want you to hear your glory. Elliot, give George his due respect. Here is Kentucky's due respect. Let it go, Elliot. Let it go. Get your pom-poms out, George. Cut it, Elliot. Cut it. Cut that mess, Elliot.
Wow, man. That was a great song, Jerry.
That was a great song. Now, Elliot, let it play, George. This is for you. I've been waiting to do this. Let it go, Elliot.
Okay. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big
see what
dummy.
You did?
Oh,
there you go.
No,
thank you, Elliot.
You
thank
big dummy.
So that goes back to your prediction this weekend.
Hey, George.
Yes, George.
That was funny. George, I had to set you up, George. I couldn't just let you have you. Come on, man. Damn it. I couldn't let you have it all, George.
I mean, hey, because you didn't have no wins this weekend, and you kept playing the Rocky Top, and we knocked the top off the rock.
You know what I mean? You did. And
the only thing I can say is that the coach at Notre Dame point shaved a little bit, you know, because he could have got a 17-point win.
He did.
He could have got a 17-point win, Jerry, and he felt merciful and kneeled down and didn't take the 17-point win. It was
right,
a weekend for me because I could watch you suffering.
Yeah, I did suffer, Jerry. George,
no, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
George, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I have to, you know, since 1984, George, 1984.
Right.
Coach Stoops has ratified the Florida, now Tennessee, streaks. George, I don't know if you know this, honestly. Tennessee's firing, they're firing coordinators,
they're firing managers,
they're firing everybody.
I mean, yeah, but you know, and didn't you talk some about Terry not being the starting quarterback? Or did you look at his stats anyway during the game? I didn't look at his stats.
I'm still not impressed with his stats, George, but I'm going to give you the win. Don't push me, George.
I mean, hold on.
Don't push me, George.
When you're the leader, you get credit for what you do, Jerry. You can't just, you know, come in and make stuff up. The man led the team, and he's a champion. And damn, Jerry. I mean, he really looked good. I mean, I don't want to go up, but and y'all look good. I mean, to really be truthful, Jerry, I mean, it's really amazing to watch how Louisville can find ways to not win these games. And they really are in it. No, I'm serious. I mean, they end the game, Jerry. I mean, you think about it. I mean, Cunningham really didn't have a terrible day. I mean, the team didn't play terrible. They just couldn't find a way to play a good second half. And they've done this, what, 3 games in a row?
George, I have to be honest with you, George. George, and think of this. And I'm not done with Kentucky, but think of this, George. If you look at the AP poll that's out today, or the USA Today poll that's out, the AC has Clemson 1, Notre Dame 3. If Notre Dame's 3, George, dang it, I'm coming back out, I'm trying out for football. They're god-awful. I don't care what anybody says. I'm sorry, Louisville.
I can't argue that.
And Brian Kelly sucks. Averaging 40 points a game playing kindergarten, they're awful. They're just bad.
Right.
Let's continue, though, George. Then you've got Miami 11th. You've got North Carolina 14th, who just lost to Florida State. It's like, I don't think, George, we need to put a team ahead. I'm going to put my Simmons Falcons. Let's get a football team. I'll be ranked 25th. It's awful, George. College rankings
are bad. Well,
Jerry,
we got to look at, like, 3 or 4 conferences haven't started playing yet. So, you know, that's got a lot to do with how the rankings are right now. You know, I mean, once they come back on board, you know, all that ends, Jerry. You got some of the conferences up right now. So you got to give, you know, you can't give them credit about who they're playing. So it just gives the ACC a chance to put those 16 into the top 25. I mean, you know, it's understandable, but, you know, it's just because of COVID and the way the scheduling is this year is the reason that they would be where they are right now. You know, if it was a normal season, you probably got 2 teams ranked. That would be Notre Dame and Clemson.
And pretty much other than that. And Notre Dame won't be ranked right long.
No, you're so right. Yeah. I can't, you know what I mean? They didn't deserve to win that game
awesome.
The other day. You
No.
Yeah, I can't argue that point at all.
Awesome.
Not one bit. I think you're correct
George,
on that
you
one, Jerry.
This year's been
normally
weird.
I don't believe in you, but I think you got a good point on that.
But yeah, George, it's a weird, weird football season. Now, think of this, George.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, we think they're on a respirator. We think the season's over. We did 0-2, and look what we have coming to town. You did too, George. You said Cat fans did. They thought they were in trouble.
I really thought they had about three more wins. But after that, you're correct. I did think that they didn't have great winning season.
But right now, George, they might be the second or third best team in the SEC. They may be.
Auburn lost to South Carolina, the East.
No, they did. I'm just going to get ready to get to Georgia. There's so many topsy-turvy losses. Now, this is what I hate. And I'm jumping around, but that's okay. It's our show. Okay. So we can do what we want. I wanted to see Kentucky-Georgia this weekend, where both teams was even. Both teams had a week to prepare. Both teams came off really big games. Kentucky-Tennessee is as big as Georgia-Alabama mentally to the Wildcats. Don't you agree? That rivalry is as big as Georgia-Alabama. So now, Georgia gets to sit at home, George, for 2 weeks and rest up and watch Kentucky play Missouri. Because of COVID, nobody's fault, but still. I think that's a disadvantage. Go ahead.
No, but you think of this, Jerry. I mean, you know, the game that really blew my mind, if we're going to talk about games, Liberty beating Sutton. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Why did it blow your mind?
I mean, Liberty? Syracuse?
George.
We're talking about ACC power playing against, I don't even know what conference of Liberty is in. Do you?
And Liberty's been kicking butt, don't you, George?
But they only beat Western. I mean, Jerry, I mean, you just don't think of a program like Liberty. I mean, that's what amazes me. I mean, you know, to see that, I mean, it really just hurts the conference when you look at a loss like that, Jerry. I mean, that's one of the worst losses I've seen out there. You know what I mean? And then North Carolina comes in and they take it on the head. What team is that, Jerry?
The Seminoles. I'm not going to say the criminals anymore. The Seminoles.
and they coming into Louisville this weekend, Jay. I mean, and then who would think that Louisville would be 0-4 in the ACC at this point of the season?
God.
I mean, Jay, I mean, there is no way that I believe
nobody.
That.
No.
You know what I mean?
Nobody
so,
would.
So like
There's
you
nobody.
Say, Jay, you look around at what's going on out there and the upsets that's going down. It's just an amazing season, Jay. I mean, you know, and I think some of it's got to do with preparation. And then you look at this, Jay. Normally, you always talk about the defenses are ahead of the offenses. And if you look at college football this year, Jerry, we're looking at the offenses are much far ahead than the defenses.
Absolutely. Well, with the rule changes, George, they got the defense playing handcuffed. They can't do anything. But they wanted more points.
I mean, look at the running, though, Jerry. I mean, you look at ATM. I mean, you look at people who are running. There are a lot of teams that run. Notre Dame,
Clemson's
they didn't
scary.
Do anything the second half but just run the ball,
yes.
Jerry.
That's all they did.
They controlled the run game and still didn't even score, but they controlled the clock. And literally just
ate up the entire score. Game was over so quickly, George, they were running commercials for the last 45 minutes of the segment because, George, the game ended so fast. George, we got callers. Let's get to Ron first. Let Ron – and, George, Elliot, before I bring Ron on, give Ron – let Ron have his piece, too. Play my segment for Ron. I got to give it to Ron. Elliot, let it play. Cut that, Elliot. Cut it. Welcome to the show, Ron. How are you? No more.
I'm fine, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, you just sat there and said that I thought the program was on a ventilator.
Yes.
I think I sat there Friday and told you that Tennessee wasn't going to roll Kentucky this year.
You did put up 24-21 Kentucky. That's because your wife wrote it down, Ron.
No.
They're in the same family. You're in the same family, Ron. It doesn't matter. Y'all team.
It's
it doesn't matter who put it up.
She didn't write it. And I will agree with you, Jerry Eves, on one thing.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
If Notre Dame is the third-ranked football team, listen, I think Trinity's better than Notre Dame.
Boy.
And
you said that Friday, Ron.
All Notre Dame can do is put 12 points up on y'all's defense. Y'all's defense got more than a salt
Okay. Watch yourself. Watch
top
yourself,
of a salt shaker.
Ron, you're going a little far now. Calm yourself down, Ron. This is not AC.
I'm just telling you, that defense, you'll see.
Ron, I didn't hear what you said. Oh, then what?
They got more holes in it than the top of a salt shaker, that defense does.
Oh, you like that, huh, George? You like that? Oh, you all got jokes. I got you.
You know, look, hey, George, you noticed Jerry never mentioned this. They took North Carolina and Clemson and Kentucky and everybody was anybody off their schedule, and they're still getting beat up. What do you want me to do?
I got a question.
Jerry, huh?
No, I got something for both of you all. I really do. Legitimate. Okay. I want you to listen. George, I want you all to listen. Then I'm going to let you both answer one at a time before we go to break. And I want you to think about it. okay, guys. Coach Stoops, which I've said has done a great job. A lot of people wanted him gone a year and a half ago, but I've stood behind him. And he's done a great job. They finally rectified since 1984. They beat Tennessee at Tennessee. My question for you all is that when my Cardinals finally beat Calipari, can I stick my chest out on one win, or do I have to be humble? Because you all are sticking your chest out on one win, so I want to know what I get to do when my Cardinals upset the Cats. Ron, you're first. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, honestly, Jerry, you know, the basketball thing is, I mean, I don't know how much more humble we can be. It's just like playing Morehead or Murray to me when we play Louisville. We know what's coming. I mean, it's just, I mean, you can stick your chest, you stick your chest out all the time anyway, even when you lose. I don't get it, but.
So you just compare my Cardinals to Morehead? Is that what you just did?
As far as Murray, listen, let me explain to you something. A rivalry is a thing where, you know, both
Coach Pitino won two games. Coach Pitino won two games. Come on now. Give me that.
Coach
I need
Pitino?
That.
How long is Coach Pitino?
I'll go anywhere for a win, Rod.
Beat Kentucky. Last time he beat Kentucky was in 2013, I believe. 2012-2013 season.
That's
almost a decade ago, Jerry.
I'll take anything I can get, Rod. I'm just asking. When Coach Mack gets that W, can I stick my chest out, Rod? Then I'm coming to you, George.
Yeah.
Here we are, back to if and when.
Now, answer the question, Rod. Don't get off the hook. Go into riddles and rhymes. This is not the third grade. I want an answer.
You
go ahead, George.
Stick your chest out.
Thank you. Go ahead, George.
It sounds like you're begging now, man. And the only reason that you're making those statements, and the only reason he's making those statements, Ryan, he looks on the schedule, he's got four returning starters. And he thinks, you know, and we all have a player that anybody knows that name, but one guy that's returned from the whole team. And
George,
so now you want to play a team of freshmen, Jerry, and
George,
you want to break, yes, sir.
We're going to win.
Okay.
We're going to win. Just relax.
All right.
Jerry was so sure Tennessee was going to beat Kentucky years down. He called me when it was 14-0, and he was in mass panic already. I don't know how it happened.
Hold up. Well, Ron and George. Go ahead, George.
And then he went with he did Rocky Top all day long for us, Ron. I mean, there was not 5 seconds we couldn't go by with he's doing the Rocky Top. Now we knocked the top off the rock.
I know one thing. I ain't heard much Rocky Top since about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Nowhere, not just Jerry Eves. Nowhere.
Hey, Ron, George,
and Ron, I texted him, and all he could send me back was "cool."
Cool, that's all I said. Hey, check this out, guys. Check this out. Listen, George, I did too, George. But check this out, guys.
Okay.
The old days, and we've all, you know, we love our old days. I do. And you remember the 10 Thomas Jefferson Seneca rivalry. You win the game, you lose the fight. Right, George? George, you remember the male central rivalry. Whoever won the game would lose the fight, right?
No. We lose many fights, Jerry.
Hey, George. Tennessee lost the game and the fight. They
I
didn't even fight.
The show you ought to be having, Jerry, is
what?
Let's
what,
try
Ron,
to figure
what,
out. When Louisville might win a football game again.
Saturday, Ron. Slow your roll. Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to beat the Seminoles. We've got them. Got their numbers.
Okay,
we do.
Wow.
So you all just settle down. Guys, we got to get the break. It's already 12:25. Ron, my day's coming, Ron. Just remember.
Okay.
I'm an elephant. I don't forget a thing, Ron. Not one thing do I forget, Ron.
Got a memory like
I'll be
an
worse
elephant,
than
huh?
AC. Yes, I'll be worse than AC.
Hey, Rod, he ain't had a lot to remember lately, so it's
not hard. Oh, yeah, he does have a lot to remember. That's the problem, George. He can't get it wiped out right now.
He can't delete, Ron.
He's losing his mind. That's the problem. You know,
that's the problem.
How they're going to get a win. You know what's funny? Let me say this, and I'll get up here. I mean, he's talking like he thinks they're going to actually win again this year, George. What is wrong with
you? You know, without a doubt, Cardinals all the way. We got to get to break. I got to pay some bills. Ron and George lost their minds. Don't hold that against Eve Sports Radio. We'll be back after the break. 502-571-1080. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. October 19, 2020. Just a little Three Dog Night. Take people back. George doesn't know anything about Three Dog Night, nor Ron. But a lot of my friends.
We know about
that's
winning.
That's a goodie right there. You know about winning, George? Well, I'm going to show you something about winning. George, we couldn't get it in on Friday because Dr. Lynn was busy, but I wanted to let people understand that a lot of great things are going on in this city. And it's last Sunday, Lynn Family Stadium hosted a 300 for 300. Actor Chastity Dawson gave away 300 laptops to 300 girls from the West End to empower and inspire young women to pursue their entrepreneurship dreams. We're excited to hear some of the recipients. George had to write an essay to receive their laptops to inspire their goals. So I just want to let people know again, people like Dr. Lynn and a lot of other people, numerous people in this city are doing great things. The event went off tremendously. Of course, everyone knows that the soccer team, George, is doing really well. So we don't want to leave them out. And, Coach John Hegworth has done a job with them, and they're progressing now, I think, to their sixth Eastern Conference Finals. I think they're playing Tampa Bay. So a lot of things going on, George, and congratulations to Louisville City FC,
definitely,
the soccer team. And, again, just Dr. Lynn, all the things you do for this city and a lot of people just like you, we appreciate you. I just wanted to let people know. So now, George, that's one. I'm not done with Kentucky yet, George. Honestly, how quickly things can turn around in college football. Kentucky dismantles Tennessee.
Right.
34-7. Now, George, I'm a numbers guy. I believe in numbers. I didn't say analytics, shooting all threes, but I do believe in numbers. George, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about we were going to throw the secondary away with the bathwater. You know that. We were going to disband the entire secondary. We were upset with Brad White's defense. We didn't know what had happened. And, George, in 2 weeks, I think that Dinger have 10 interceptions, George. 10.
Right.
George, right. Pick sixes everywhere. Woo, George. Their best offense is their defense. And that's the truth. How long can this continue, George?
Well, just as long as it takes him, you know, and that goes back to what I always said about getting rid of coaches too soon. You know what I mean? I think that they're doing an excellent job on both sides of the ball. I mean, the boys controlling the ball, having a lot of things himself. You know what I mean? The running backs are doing an outstanding job. The offensive line is doing an outstanding job there. I think that they really are a formidable team to play against most people in the league. I mean, you got your elites, you know, the Alabamas, and I used to say like Auburn, but Auburn is falling, and Georgia went down the other day, but they went down to Alabama, so it's no disgrace to lose to Alabama. So, you know, I just think it's a formidable conference, and I think Stoops has done an outstanding job on both sides of the ball. We've got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, we haven't seen this in Kentucky in a long time, but the man has turned this program around, and we got to give him credit, and he deserves it.
George, two pick sixes. Kelvin Joseph and Javon Davis take it to the house.
Right.
Really breaks the game open. You know, I'm sitting there with my Coke and my chips, my sandwich, you know, singing Rocky Top. And I was like the rest of Tennessee going, what the just happened? The game was over before it started, George. 5-minute mark of the first quarter, it was over. Kentucky had taken complete control, seized the game. Now, Tennessee did score at half, George. I thought there was a glimmer for, I'm like 17-7. If Tennessee can do anything coming out of the half, maybe Kentucky can feel some pressure. George, Kentucky shut them out. Simple as that. Just close the door on them. And I just don't know what the turnaround is, George. So I was sitting here going to say, I'm waiting to watch the Georgia game. I know Georgia is efficient. But, hell, I think Kentucky probably mauls Missouri, and we're going to have to wait 2 weeks to see a real football game. Kentucky will be 3-2, George, and this whole thing has turned around. whole thing's turned around completely.
Well, congrats.
I mean, you have to give the team. You got to give the Cats respect. You got to give them some respect. They have done,
I mean,
without their offense doing anything, George, they have turned it around.
Well, you keep saying without the offense, Jerry, but you don't win the game unless you score. You know what I mean? So you got to get credit for the offense. I know you don't like Terry. I know you don't like Terry and you want to see this other kid play, but you don't have to sit back and play. Terry's going to do his thing, so give Terry his dues. I mean, you're trying to throw the man under the bus, Spiley, but you can't. You speak up. The man is doing an outstanding job right now. One bad game, Jerry, and he still won the game. Well, it's not over, Jerry, but we're talking about right now. We can only talk about right now. You know, and the next victim up is in Missouri.
100 yards passing.
Right.
100 yards passing, George. Is that Tennessee's bad, or is Kentucky that good? To where, George, 100 yards passing. George, the last two games, they didn't pass 200 yards.
Let's look at the number three team in the country, Jerry. How many yards did they throw?
Oh, Notre Dame's bad. Well, see, George, at least I told the truth. Notre Dame's bad. Is Tennessee bad, George?
I tell the truth. I mean, you got to look at, like, the running back came in, did his job. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do to win the game, Jerry, and that's what you do. You coach the game long enough. You do what it takes to win the game.
Thirty-four to seven, Jerry.
It's not like smoke and mirrors going on out there, baby. Somebody's doing something. Well, what you think?
Yeah, the defensive side is playing its butt off, George, and scoring points. We got a call, Richard. Who do we got, Ron?
Okay.
I mean, who do we have, Elliot?
You are sick. Calming down, Elliot.
I'm sick. Paul, sorry, Elliot. Paul, calm George down.
Jerry?
Paul, is Kentucky as good as they seem?
I'm going to let you off now. Kentucky is better than the Cardinals, and Kentucky is a good team. Well, I want to know what happened on the Amazing Race. Why didn't you get any screen time?
Paul, that's why he's doing radio, baby. That's why he's doing radio.
Paul, all I can tell you is people like George and Ron, you know, who hate on the brand. All I'm going to tell you is this. You'll see some more of me on TV soon. But watch me Wednesday. Hopefully we get more airtime. I don't get to edit the tape, Paul. If I could, I would. Paul, they missed the funniest part was when we raced the goats. I don't know how they cut that out, but they did.
I mean, you didn't have enough airtime for you to be justify you wearing your glasses now.
George, you just laugh. George, you're having fun with this. Hey, Paul, watch Wednesday. All I can tell you.
I will watch it. I will
watch Wednesday. I'll be back on it.
I will DVR it and make sure that way I can
make sure
how many times you're on there.
And you're right. So you may get to see him. They only show glimpses.
You laughing. That's not funny.
Hey, we're trying to answer the caller's call truthfully.
I know. Here's the question.
You had some rhythm on there. So, I mean, they did give you that air spot. You do your little shoulder shuffle.
Shoulder shuffle. You know, you cats have really gotten beside yourself. Let's just start to talk. It's the real deal. Is Tennessee any good at all, Paul? Tell me the truth.
Oh, yeah.
With the quarterback they played Saturday, no.
He played for Kentucky. I agree. Is Kentucky as good as we think they are? With no offense, producing 30-plus points?
Now, wait. Every year, Jerry, you look, the first two games of Kentucky season, they do not play to their potential. Game three on, that's when they start playing and they come together.
Okay.
And they're starting to play better, and they will be as good as they advertised.
Okay. Now, I agree with that. That is a true statement. What happens, not Missouri, what happens 2 weeks? Georgia, what happens?
Okay. They will beat Missouri at Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they will play Georgia tough the first half. And it may be like last year, the second half, Georgia will show how strong they are and win.
Mm-hmm. And win. Okay. George, what do you think? before we get to break.
I think Paul did a great analysis of the team. I concur with what Paul said. I think that, you know, Georgia's an outstanding defensive team. You know what I mean? And, like I say, Jerry, they play the game for a reason. Nobody shows up to lose. And I don't think we're going to show up to lose. And once you get a little confidence behind you, Jerry, you can do some good things. But like I say, I think Georgia's a more outstanding team at this point. I would concur.
Okay. Well, Paul, make sure you DVR Wednesday at 9. I will be on. George Williams won't give any credit, but the brand will be on, running around the world chasing clues.
And, Paul, if you don't get to see him, I got some pictures I can mail to you. I can email you. You know what I mean? You know what Jerry looks like.
Oh, God, I love you all. Paul, take care of yourself. Be safe today. We got to get to our second break.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, quickly.
I didn't talk bad about you birds. I didn't talk pro-Kentucky. I talked about you and your show.
And the race. You did.
Now.
I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to disregard George and Ron.
You pushed your cash out when you beat Cal. Well, Cal will be retired by the time you can do that.
Oh, God, see, I'm trying to see, we couldn't end up friends. We had to end enemies. Well, thank you, Paul. I see where you stand now. That's okay. My day's coming. Eve Sports Radio, 502-571-1080.
Hey, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? I mean, last week I bought a Whirlpool for my bath. So far, I lost three of my best ships. Okay, last week nothing went right. I bought a waterbed. There were two Cuban guys swimming in it looking for Florida. I tell you, people are nuts, you know. My dentist, too, another beauty, my dentist. He found a new way to hide his bad breath. He holds up his arms. I tell you, all I mean is wise guys. When I checked in a hotel, I asked the bellhop to handle my bag. He started to feel up my wife.
Welcome back to Esports Radio. Since I'm getting no respect, I didn't know if I was Baker Mayfield or Rodney Dangerfield, but I just wanted to let George
know. We're going to talk about Cleveland today? Are we going to talk about your team, Cleveland?
Oh, Lord, just hold up, George. We can't even let you know. Mm-mm, no, we're not going to let you jump on the Browns. Stop, stop.
Oh, okay. What happened yesterday, Jerry?
The Browns got beat. Pittsburgh.
No, they got mauled, Jerry. They didn't get beat.
They got killed.
They had to take the quarterback to the sideline again.
Well, yeah, they need to take him over to the sideline. Now, George. We got people waiting. Who do we have next online?
Let's go to Tom.
Tom, welcome to Esports Radio. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, I'm a big Cat fan. We've talked before. We talked early in Stoops' tenure when he was struggling some, and I'm a firm believer in him. The thing I like about Stoops is he's a good guy. He is patient. There's some players like A.J. Rose who have fumbled enough. There's no way they should be seeing the field. He's patient. He works through those. You know, the defensive coordinator, the first couple of weeks, he could got frustrated with him, taking over defense, demoted him, or whatever.
Right.
I think he sticks with them, and I think he creates, and you as a coach understand this, I think he creates a great recruiting atmosphere. I think kids want to go there and play for him. I think parents are comfortable sending their kids there, you know, like Lynn Bowden, how much he talks about how good they were for him, you know, took him out of his environment. You know, they were patient with him, struggled. I do think he's patient and he works with those people. And I think he's good for the kids. You know, you could, you know, ruin a kid by screaming at him on the sidelines and then never playing him again. And I do think he's patient and he creates a lot of loyalty and a lot of want to play for him. And I think that's one of his, biggest assets. I think he's a good coach.
If you remember, I do remember, you haven't called that often, but I was one of the few people that was standing up for Stoops, if you remember.
Oh,
I said, he had done a great job. That's the truth, George. But here's the deal. I got a true question, Doug, and I want George to hear this. I understand what's transpired the last 2 weeks, but I'm a numbers person, so I'm going to give them to you. Mississippi State. Kentucky has 10 first downs. Mississippi State, they're 4-for-14 in third down efficiency. Mississippi State, 157 yards. You understand what I'm saying? Tom, one turnover. Mississippi State had 6. George has pointed to Kentucky controlled the ball 34 minutes of the game to 25 for Mississippi State. When you go to Tennessee game, 34 points to 7. They're 13 or 14 for 16 for 107 yards passing. They got 187 yards rushing, 45 attempts. But again, you're not producing points offensively. Your defensive team has tripled your output offensively. How long can this go? And I'm not knocked. This is not a knock. This is a factor. How long do you expect your defensive team to score 21, 24 points a game is my question. So do we really know if we've got a quarterback issue or not?
Well, yeah, I think he's probably the most maligned quarterback we've ever had that wins.
Mm-hmm.
You look
that at wins. You're right.
He is a winner. You know, whatever it takes, he's a winner.
Yes.
I think that Mississippi State had a very good line. I think that Tennessee, mm-hmm. we had so many picks that, you know, we really took, had a couple pick six, you know, really took out some possessions, had a big penalty, had a fumble. Mm-hmm. And I think there were a lot of reasons. I think they wanted to control the clock. I think there's a lot of reasons that the offensive production was down.
Okay.
But I don't see that as, you know, systemic. I don't think that's a problem going forward. I do think that Grand is going to adjust, figure out what's worked. You know, in the Tennessee game, they figure out they could throw the little 5 yard across the middle passes. You know, they start hitting the mm-hmm. tight end more. I do mm-hmm. think that not throwing the ball last year, Kentucky doesn't have a lot of receivers that have caught the ball a lot, and that's a problem. I'm not sure that it's pairing necessarily. I'm not sure we had very good receivers, and I'm not sure going forward we're going to get good receivers, because I think that Kentucky has set themselves up to be a great running team. They're going to get good running backs. They're going to get good mm-hmm. linemen. You know, Kentucky's one of those, you know, like a Wisconsin that gets good running backs and gets
true,
good
true, that's true.
Because
yes.
they know we run.
And, I agree.
And once you start.
Yes, I agree.
And I think because of the success we've had with Josh Allen and, you know, Boogie Watson and Bohannon mm-hmm. and those kind of guys,
mm-hmm.
I think we're getting good defensive linemen. So I think Kentucky is getting an identity like a Wisconsin. I think they're getting,
yes.
you know, we had Benny Snell, we had Lynn Bowden,
like
running, you know.
Yes.
So, but I'm not sure we're going to get great receivers, because if I was a receiver, I'd go to Mississippi State, even they were losing, because I'm going to get highlighted. I would go somewhere where they're going to throw the ball more than Kentucky.
Point taken. Point taken, Tom. Great job. Thank you, Tom. Great call. Hey, get Tom's information. Tom, I'm going to send you a card. I like that. Hey, George.
I think Kentucky has some great young receivers, Jared. I think they have some mm-hmm. great young receivers that didn't have a guy on the floor. I think the young man that came here from Louisville, from Mayo, he's a tall, young, slender man. I think they're going to have some mm-hmm. great receivers. I think they're going to be a complete team in a couple of years. I just think Snoop does what it takes to win the game. And you're talking about our quarterback. Let's look at your quarterback. I mean,
don't forget Weaver, George. Don't forget Weaver. Before we go to Louisville, Weaver's playing great. Did you see J.J. Weaver playing? From Louisville? For Kentucky?
How much did he play, Jerry?
You know, what do you mean, Weaver? Are you talking about Weaver played well for Kentucky?
Yeah. He played one game last year. He played well. I didn't think he played outstanding last Saturday.
Weaver had some tackles, George. He's getting that. George, your defense is phenomenal the last two games. No question.
The best in the country.
I mean, phenomenal. I was glad to see J.J. out there. Now, let's go to Louisville, Joe. Well, let's get to break, because we've got to get to break. Then we'll come back with our last segment. We're going to talk about Louisville a little bit. Eve Sports Radio,
502-571-1080.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio, 1253. Phone number 502-571-1080. Just want to read you something really quickly, and then we'll move into Louisville. Knoxville, Tennessee, after the loss to Kentucky, Coach Pruitt is shaking up his coaching staff by firing defensive line coach and co-defense coordinator Jimmy Brunbar. Pruitt said Monday that he plans to coach the defensive line the rest of the season. Brunbar was hired this offseason after Pruitt and Tennessee chose not to renew the contract of defensive line coach Tracy Rocker. Brunbar signed a 2-year contract paying him $650,000 per year. that was set to run through January 2022, Tennessee will still owe him more than $800,000, George. Whew, more money than cents. That's all that means. Now, George, let's get to Louisville. What you have with my Cardinals? They went and played the number three team, tooth and nail, 12-7.
And what are you saying about the number three? What are you saying about the number three team? Let's get your honest opinion. What do you think about the number three team? I know what Ron thinks about them, but what do you think about them, Jerry?
At least I tell the truth. I started to show that they're god-awful. You wouldn't tell the truth about Tennessee. But Notre Dame,
I was shocked. I was shocked. I thought Tennessee was a good team when I watched them earlier, Jerry.
I did too, George.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I thought Tennessee was a good team.
I did too.
You know what I mean?
But after Saturday's game, God, George, they were bad. George, if you go in and put in Jeremy Pruitt's name into Twitter, George, you'll see they want his head. They didn't want the defensive line coach. They wanted Pruitt. They wanted him bad, George. You know you love calling coaches. I love firing coaches, George. I fire coaches.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're still being last place.
They want him bad, George.
But fans are fanatical, Jerry. You know,
they are.
They understand what it takes to win the game. You know, that you've been in the business for a long time. And you know what it's the game is time to team together and chemistry and getting the players to do what they need to do. It takes some time, Jerry.
It does. George, I'm going to be honest with you, though. This year, I don't know if it's just lack of preparation. We don't have but a minute to go. But, George, I can't wait to see the Big Ten get started and give teams another 2 or 3 weeks to solidify themselves, lack of practice time, all the distancing from COVID, because it's been some weird games. Clemson is so much better than anybody else in the ACC, George. They could beat everybody 100-0 if they wanted to. And that's bad. That's a bad reflection. But, hey, George, be safe, big fella. I sent you an email, George. I need something from you.
Okay.
Check your phone.
I'll get it to you.
I need something from you. You know it, man.
Okay.
Love you, George, like always, boy. Be safe.
Same here.
Everybody, take care. Esports Radio, God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sorry for my voice. I was yelling at my team this morning. I love doing that also. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.